Hello! Welcome back once again to the Retrocade Podcast. This is episode 25. 25, Sean. We've made it. It only took 2+ years to get to 25. How are you doing?
It's a milestone number. I like it.
Sean is here. Phil is here. And we're back on another glorious, fantastic, epic.
Speaking of 25, you know who wore 25? Barry Bonds.
Gentlemen.
Man of the people.
Man of the people. A man of the utmost integrity.
Absolutely.
You know what I was watching?
Very health conscious.
Health conscious. Is he looking? His head looked like a fucking giant balloon. He looked like a what's it called? Mr. Potato Head by the end when he was knocking those dingers out of the park. The
last knocking dingers. That's fine.
Well, yeah, you got to look like a potato when you're knocking dingers. That's just how it goes.
Okay. Look at Babe Ruth. He looks potato-ish. Very portly fellow.
Of course. But he was doing it the natural way on hot dogs, cigarettes, and hot dogs, cigars, and booze. Lots of booze.
Lots of prostitutes as well.
Well, you can't forget
that.
About the weekend hookers. Yeah. But I was watching a video, not to delve off already, but I was watching a video on Facebook the other day about, it was Bonds versus, forget the pitcher, but it was
Clemens.
Nah, I would have remembered if it was Clemens. Was it Clemens?
I feel like they're both incorporating, like, you know, overwhelming talent, but they're in that whole steroid cloud.
Oh, yeah, they were taking their juice. There's no secrets there. Yeah, but that was the era, you know. Everybody was
The 2000s, man, late 90s.
Late 90s into the 2000s. Do you remember the Maguire
I do.
Sosa days?
98. So
98?
I was 10 years old.
Yeah. What were we, in the fifth grade?
Fifth grade? Roughly,
yes. Because I remember my fifth grade class, I had Magliocco and Petrides. That was the name of the teacher. And that was her name, right? Yeah.
Yes, yes.
And
small Italian woman.
Yeah. True. I saw her when I was working at Toys R Us 11 years ago. She came in, and I was like, that's her. I didn't say hello. But I was in college at the time.
I can't remember what she looked like. I just saw her being like kind of...
Yeah, she's a tiny little skinny lady.
She wasn't friendly. Put it
no,
that way.
She was just snippy to the kids. I would assume she's probably a decent like person, but she was like.
Whatever. We're not judging her morality here. Yeah, I just remember not liking her as a 10-year-old. Yeah.
But anyway, I'm bringing that up because she it was like a raffle in the fifth grade class. Who can guess how many home runs they were gonna hit that season, you know? So it was like people were 70 and 63. And what was the final number? It was 62? Or how many did Bonds hit that year?
No, Bonds broke it years later.
Oh.
I think around 2005, I want to say.
Sure.
That year, I want to say, it was high 60s.
Yeah. High 60s. But what did Sosa do?
It was surely that below that. Maybe 2 or 3 below that. But it was comparable.
Yeah. That was a monster, yeah. That was but yeah. So
Sammy Sosa, I don't know how he's like a freak now.
Okay, so let's look how many home runs they hit. So Sosa finished with 66, and Maguire hit 70 because he broke Maris's record. So he hit 7.
Bonds broke. Bonds hit more than that afterwards.
What year was that? 2000.
I want to say 5.
Yeah, something like that, right? Remember when he was knocking him out of the park? Yeah. Let's look up the record here on Wikipedia just real quick. Well, he's got 762. We know that. But how much did he get recorded in a season? Real quick. Not that this is a baseball. 73 in 2001. Barry Bonds hit the most home runs.
2001?
Says 70, collected 73 in 2001.
Man, that was way off.
Respectively, thus becoming the only players to achieve. Well, you're probably thinking of when he became number one, right?
No, I'm thinking when he broke the home run record.
Exactly. You're thinking when, when he 762.
That was 2001.
Yeah. Exactly. That was when then Mark Echo got the ball and he took the ball and he put an asterisk on it. Remember? You don't remember that?
No, I don't.
You don't remember when Mark Echo bought the ball, the home run ball. Remember we got
recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Oh shit. I didn't
know. No, this is not before banter. Stop drinking.
You're looking it up, dude.
Oh, no. But no, this is real time here with Bill Maher. When he hit the home run, 762, he did it in San Francisco. But it was caught by a Mets fan, remember?
Yes. No, the Mark Echo thing. I was a fan of Mark Echo because he's a Rutgers alum.
Yeah.
Which you got to go for the Scarlet Knight alum.
He's from the neighborhood,
alum.
Yeah.
You Jersey. But no, yeah, the Bonds thing, I was way off. Is he
from Brooklyn, Mark Echo?
Yeah, but he went. That's probably why he went to Rutgers. It's close. Yeah, he had a good program, etc.
Mark Echo. You don't really see too much of. Well, I guess Echo Clothing still exists, but. Oh, no, he's from Livingston, New Jersey. So he's from the area, though.
It's funny, and he's sitting pretty. He may have made tremendous money.
Probably worth $500. I haven't
seen someone wear an Echo shirt unless they were like in a homeless shelter or collecting cans somewhere.
Yeah, like scraps. Oh, he's only worth $100 million. Wow. You would think, because that was so popular in the 2000s. You know,
I remember when you had an Echo shirt and you were about 13 years old, you thought you were cool, and that was the shit.
Echo was the, like,
brand. Yeah.
Like, at least hip-hop kind of brand in the 2000s. Any of those
brands at that point
we could talk about the other ones, like Rock-A-Wear, which was Jay-Z's, or like...
Sean John, which I wore.
Sean John, which Nietzsche. Nietzsche, I thought, was one of my favorites, because that was like, kind of like a high-end one.
So I liked Sean John, because like the Macy's thing going on.
Yeah, that was Puff Daddy's. But I liked Nietzsche. I think Nietzsche was my favorite out of those, although Echo was the one I wore the most. And then Guess was kind of in that group too.
The thing is, Guess is still a prevalent company.
They didn't just cater to hip hop, you know.
Those hip hop now, if you look like the hip hop style, it's like they're wearing these weird gay clothes that are super tight.
Now it's like skinny jeans with like fitted caps, right? Or like those long line shirts, the super long line shirts, you know. I can't pull those off.
Weird shit.
Because if you wear skinny jeans with a long line shirt. It makes me feel like I'm wearing a dress, you know. So
you look strange.
And I'm like too old.
Like, for example, leather pants. You have to be this kind of rock star to wear leather pants. Yeah, otherwise you just look like a freak.
You can't ride the bus wearing your leather pants, you know.
And I knew people that wore leather pants, and they lived a rock star lifestyle. They see random women snorting coke with strangers. They personified the leather pants wearer.
Yeah. Do you think they use like some sort of lubricant to fit themselves into that? How did they squeeze in?
I think it's once you put them on, they stay on for a few days.
Yeah, you have to hold on to those.
You're not constantly changing. No, you're not bathing a lot either. You're showering. You're wearing leather pants, you don't bathe that much.
No, why would you? Yeah. Put on your Axe underarm spray, certified. Does anybody wear Axe anymore?
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, because like.
Let me tell you something. I've been in clutch. I'm in the middle of nowhere and some. Long bender of vacation. I'm like, I need fucking Axe, dude. It's dying out. And you're at a gas station. You buy Axe?
I guess. After a long...
It's a lifesaver.
Ratty weekend, yeah. I don't like that shit. That shit gives me a headache. Like, I've never bought it myself. So
you prefer BO. You'd rather have BO than...
I'd rather, I guess, have deodorant, you know, if I have to. But, like, the thing with Axe is that it would give me a fucking headache. And I have tons of Axe in my... still left over from years ago in my bathroom because I would get it as like gifts. You know, you get those gift packs, you know.
That's when people buy you a Christmas gift on the way to your house. They stop at CVS.
Oh, shit.
They don't even wrap it. And no, CVS,
it's still in the CVS packaging.
Price stickers on it.
Hey,
Merry Christmas.
$15.99. Yeah, exactly. Here's your Christmas.
Stan, my name's Sean. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, here's your Axe body spray thing with a body wash.
Holidays, you told me a funny story about some flowers.
Oh, God. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. So this is the 15th. Yesterday is Valentine's Day. So what happened was, I got my girlfriend an edible arrangements thing, which was fucking overpriced, man.
So it was about $20 a strawberry, give or take.
I was talking to my friend yesterday. You know how much the chocolate strawberries in the Godiva store were a piece? $8
per strawberry.
$8 per strawberry.
It's only $7.90 markup.
That's what I was saying. I was like, what is that, a 15,000% markup? It's fucking ridiculous. You know, isn't that ludicrous? But so we were talking about what a fucking scam ripoff. But so I got an edible arrangement I bought off the website. It was like $100. It was like 90, you know, with the tax and everything. And then I get it. I'm like, this fucking little dinky thing, $90 for this shit.
You know? If you want to eat that yourself, what, 2 minutes?
Yeah, man. Just fucking a couple of pieces of cut pineapple, a couple of, and only like a fraction of the strawberries were chocolate. A lot of them were just strawberries without the chocolate on them. And like a couple of grapes, you know? And then.
Grapes? What?
Yeah, they put the little grape, like, you know, dark grapes, not the red grape, the red grapes. Yeah, they put the red grapes on a stick, you know, and that's it. And it's like a little thing that says, I love you, a little chocolate thing that says, I love you.
I should make a fucking.
I was like, next year I'll make this my fucking self for fucking
$10.
Shawnee
Sweets, you know, a whole racket.
I know, what a scam. Why do you think Sherry's Berries did so good, I think? And what a scam.
It's just marketing.
It's just marketing. Yeah.
I go to a shop right now and buy that shit. Absolutely. Melt some Hershey's in a pot. Put it in some cool packaging.
The irony.
Market the fuck
that's
out.
It, man. Just slap your Sean's best on it and you're a millionaire. But in fact, I was in Stop and Shop the other night, and this is over the weekend, I think. And I seen like a 8-pack of chocolate covered strawberries, and it was like $6. I was like, oh, that's not bad comparatively. I was like, but it was just in a plastic thing. There was no presentation.
Little did you know, you'd be spending another $90 on the same thing.
Unbelievable, right? Oh, I mean, I didn't give her.
So
the thing was that it was too small. It looked like I only spent $20 on it. Shit was like $100.
So it wasn't a suitable gift.
Not enough, you know. But even though I got her a teddy bear too, a balloon, and a fire stick, I was like, I feel like it's missing a little something. And I'm like, fuck. And this was late. This is last night because she was supposed to work. And so this is midnight last night, and I hadn't seen her yet. So I'm like, fucking. I was like, well, stores are closed. You know, what am I gonna do? There's probably even the bodega that's open with flowers probably just got scraps
people
left.
People do love bodega holiday gifts of any kind.
We were just saying the Axe Body Spray. Oh, I gotta run to see this. But I just meant like the local.
Okay, I got you some bicycle playing cards, some condoms,
Sunfruit and Vegetable in Eltingville sells flowers for. Events. They
always by another name. I guess you had Ultra.
Oh, I couldn't go. I have to go PC here.
Okay.
Yeah. But
it's a Vietnamese term.
It was funny because they used to call the guy.
With Tuk,
the guy that used to go and stay in there all night or work there we used to call him Nam. And I was like, is his name Nam? And he's like, no, people call him that because Vietnam. But I asked him once, I was like, are you Vietnamese? He's like, no, I'm Korean. They call him Nam, he's not even Vietnamese.
Well, so, Staten Island's very intellectual when it comes to
they just call
race
Asian
relations.
People Chinese, you know, just like, you're a Chinese guy. It's like,
he's
Laotian. What are you talking
Chinese
about?
He's being very nice, to be honest.
Yeah.
PG term.
Fucking okay. Racist Staten Island. But anyway, so I was like, this is not enough, you know? So my sister got a Tom at my parents' house, and my sister got a bouquet. Somebody sent her one, and
the cop. Hey,
yeah,
Tony.
It's Tony on the thing. So I was like, the perfect crime. Nobody will know. My sister's already received them.
I like the Simpsons reference. The perfect crime.
The perfect crime.
Like.
Yeah, exactly. And so my sister, they're already asleep. It's midnight last night, and I'm like, everybody's asleep. She's already received them, the gift. So, you know, they're just flowers. What do you do with them anyway? You know, it's not like you're taking them out for a walk. So I just yoinked them, and I added that to my gifts. And then it turns out my sister was just flipping out. Where did my flowers go?
So that reminds me of...
So I had to swipe the flowers, yeah.
Curb Your Enthusiasm, right? When I guess someone dies, there's like a memorial.
Yeah.
Larry needs to give flowers to... one or other. And
I think I just... Is that season one or two?
No, it's a later season.
Is it?
Not like late in the middle. Mid-season. Like maybe
season five,
something
yeah.
like that. And so he takes the flowers from the memorial, like, gives them to someone. They're like, oh, these flowers are beautiful. And then like an hour later, they're like, where'd you get those flowers from? That's from my son's memorial.
He stole them from the memorial
ensues,
of his son. What do you mean? I didn't get these from there. I had to take them. They were done with the flowers. I had to take the flowers.
Store was closed. You know?
Yeah, the store was closed.
I'm
I had
survivor.
To get the flowers.
You're not a survivor.
You're not a survivor. I'm a survivor. I need the flowers. Yeah, so, that's so ridiculous,
that's
right?
That's a good story.
Yeah. And drama.
Perfect crime is never a perfect crime.
There's never a perfect crime, right? There's victimless crimes, like punching someone in the dark. That's also from The Simpsons right there.
Yes, I am not aware of that reference.
What do you mean? That's the one where Bone Storm episode.
Oh, Bone Storm.
That's when Nelson's in the store with Kearney, not Kearney, the Jimbo. And he's like, "Look, Bart, four-finger discount, dude." And he's like, "Stealing's a victimless crime, like punching somebody in the dark." No, like stealing.
You don't get Bone Storm, then go to hell.
Yeah. Buy me Bone Storm or go to hell.
I like when Milhouse is playing it.
Thrill House.
Bart's like, "Can I play?" Mom, Bart's cursing.
Bart's swearing. Yeah, she's kicking him out.
Oh, that's such a great episode.
That's a good one.
You have the rich kid like, you better buy two. I ain't sharing.
Shut up, Mom. Buy two. I'm not sharing with Janelle. And she's like typical 90s like single mom, like wealthy single mom. You know,
that's a true classic.
Yeah, that's good stuff there. But where are we going with this tangent? I don't know.
No, I was just speaking of the holidays.
Yeah, we're just talking about the holidays.
Bone Storm, go to hell.
So
Thrill House.
Over not last weekend, but the weekend before was the big game. Now we can't use the word Super Bowl because we'll get sued. So we're gonna just call it the big game.
We are. We can say Tide, though. We are not currently sponsored.
We are not sponsored by Tide and their pods.
We're wearing a Tide shirt right now.
We're wearing Tide shirts. We have Tide shirts and hats. In fact, this episode is sponsored by Tide. Keep your clothes fresher than ever.
And your breath
fresher than ever as well. That's our slogan now. Eat up, kids. Right, do you eat those or do you drink them?
Essentially, you don't drink them. It's a whole theatrical process.
So are you saying you puncture the Tide pod with
your teeth? No, you puncture it with your dick. That's next.
But like, kind of like maybe if you were to eat like a piece of chocolate and it's got like caramel on the inside or something.
Bright colored toxic chocolate. Then yes.
Yes, that's how it would go. And then you just swallow the mixture of plastic and chemicals.
So you just chew it, you swallow. You don't swallow all of it.
No?
You just a little bit of it.
So you savor the juice as it goes down your esophagus, burning your insides?
Chewing in your mouth, cleaning your intestines so they smell good.
It's cleaning them up real good.
Some of those enzymes, they don't smell good. You got to have a cleanse.
You got to have a refresher.
Clean living. Is a process.
Yeah. Also, we're
That's
also sponsored.
Chemically poisoning yourself for the.
Yeah. So we're also sponsored by Anderson Varnish. You can take a shot of that. That'll really. I feel like we'll get sued if we start telling people to drink varnish.
The thing is, once you drink the varnish, the other half of the bottle, you can use it for your coffin when you're dead.
Spruce up the coffin while he might be dead.
He had a good life until he started drinking varnish.
But you know what? He's in a damn shiny box.
So anyway, the Super Bowl, it was an exciting, big upset. There was some twists and turns.
What did you think about it? That was a good game, actually.
It was kind of it's hard to root for. I was rooting for my numbers. See? I was rooting for me to win money.
For you. Did you win any money?
I did not.
Yeah.
I was actually about $300 down, unfortunately.
Naturally, sure.
Which is not per usual Super Bowl,
Yeah, well, that's how it goes. Sometimes you win a box, sometimes you lose
all
your money.
As a New Yorker, as a pretty decent sports fan, Philadelphia and Boston team are just...
You don't want either of them to win. Yeah.
I'm thinking of these people in the cities I just dislike. Yeah. They're annoying. They're obnoxious accents.
You hear that, Boston and Philadelphia?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you one thing.
Those are great cities, though.
If I have to pick one, Boston won all the way. If I have to live in one, Ike Philly's horrendous, disgusting.
I like going to Philly. I go to a lot of shows in Camden.
He also enjoys cheesesteaks and misery.
Well, I love jumping over the Benjamin Franklin Bridge and from Camden and going to Philly and hanging out for a bit. I'll go to a bar, I'll have a cheesesteak, I'll chill out, and then I go home. But no, I don't live there.
So you like the good Irish crowd, good old Irish bars in Boston.
It's right up your alley.
You're hitting a bunch of bars, you're drinking.
Sure.
Everybody's a little obnoxious.
Hang out with Bill Burr.
IRA posters.
Bill Burr, Joe Rogan. Yeah, that's a terrible boss.
I was actually going to see Joe Rogan.
Are you?
He's playing in Brooklyn.
Is he?
April 5th,
I believe. Get out of here. Dude, I would totally come to that.
Tickets are about $50. It's a Friday night.
Dude, I would totally do it. Because
he's filming a new special.
Is
he?
Oh, shit, I would love to. Because I've been listening to the shit out of him. Yeah, it's in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I'm buying the tickets. They're going on sale. I think they're already on sale.
Oh, nice. Let's fucking scoop a few up. My girlfriend would love to go too. Yeah,
that's awesome. We got a little group.
Anybody listening?
Retch K listeners.
Give us
a shout.
We'll do a meet and greet. Yeah,
get drinks on us.
Drinks on Sean. He'll open up a tab.
I got grapefruit Ritas. I'm drinking for free right now.
That's terrible. How was that cocoa Rita?
I had a cocoa Rita, so I'm an Anheuser-Busch employee, right? Sure. And I get some of these free products sometimes.
Yeah, the free products. They're five-finger discount, dude.
No. You work for them, they give you.
They give it to you?
The swill that you have to sell.
They give you the extra swill. How is that swill, by the way?
So I'm currently drinking. It's about a
I'll take pictures of
bright,
them. Do you have the the cocoa Rita around? You threw it out already?
Banished it from
I'll take pictures of them
and
put them on the
taste.
Page. Yeah, I put pictures of your beers the last time. What was it, the Polish ones?
Carlsbergs. Those are Danish.
Danish, excuse me. Polish. Where are my manners? Well, no, we had Polish the episode before that. It was the...
those are your randos.
Tatra. Indiana Jones and the Forbidden Tatra.
Polish version, like Indiana Jones loses the Ark of the Covenant.
He fucks it up, yeah.
Indiana Jones gets invaded by Germany and dies.
It's like in Raiders of the Lost Ark where he jumps onto the German submarine. Well, the submarine had screen doors. Hey-o!
Yes. All right. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, back on track here, Sean.
So, yeah, the Polish boy, as you said, I prefer Boston, you prefer Philly to each his own.
Yeah, whatever. I know, I don't prefer Philly as a city. I think they're both decent cities. Boston's really cool. I'd actually love to go back. I haven't been there in a while.
I've been there
like 10 years.
It was about 2 years ago. Yeah, awesome place. Anyway.
I was there in 06 when I bought my car. I bought a car from there. And I haven't been.
2015 was the last time.
Oh, you were there recently. Yeah.
Anyway, so the teams are brutal.
Yeah.
Patriots,
I mean,
Eagles.
No, yeah. How do you, who do you think is a lesser caliber of fan now?
The Philly fan is the worst.
Yeah, I think that's like ubiquitous at this point, because that's a great thing to laugh about how they fucking did so much trashing after they won. What did you say? You said if they win, they were going to do more trashing, or if they lost?
Well, if they won, trashing. If they lost, I mean, there were more violent crime, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there was a lot of trashing since they won.
Trashing, just beyond belief.
What was your I'm sure you watched a lot of the videos and the blitz.
I didn't.
The media blitz. You didn't watch it?
Ton of them. I saw a handful.
There's a great compilation one where they use the Always Sunny theme.
That's like, and it's just,
and
chaos.
They just like, it says the gang wins the Super Bowl, and it's just like these reckless fans like trashing shit. They overturn the car. I think my favorite piece.
I like the Wawa when they're destroying Wawa.
They're throwing mad shit in the
Wawa.
That's
just
good.
Everything.
I think my favorite
the guy
one.
Guy eating horse shit. That was another one.
Oh, what was that? What was that? What was that?
I don't know. Like, my team won't let me eat horse shit.
What? I don't get it.
Actual horse feces on the street.
That's what it looked
eating
like.
Eating it, chewing it, swallowing.
That's what it looked like. It didn't
it
look
was.
Like
there
that was
no
edited.
Special effects.
He must have been loaded and just like, I'm going to do this right now. Let me get my 2 minutes of fame.
Other guys are loaded running like rams into telephone poles head first.
I think my favorite piece of destruction was when there was a whole group on top of the thing in front of the Waldorf Astoria
awning.
The awning. They collapsed the awning. Did anybody get hurt? You didn't hear anything about that.
Everyone was too drunk. They didn't realize they got hurt.
Three days later, and their fucking leg is shattered. Yeah.
They're like, well, that could have been there. That could have been at the bar.
Yeah, I don't know where it happened.
Bowling
honestly.
Alley on fire.
That'd be funny if, like, you had a whole bunch of people suing the Waldorf Astoria because they were on top of their awning and they trashed it.
This is the thing. City was destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
The reputation is intact. Disgusting people.
They lived up to their names, now, Philly. We're just kidding.
I'm curious. Always Sunny. Love the show.
Love it.
They're going to utilize this event.
They have to. They have to. Upcoming season. They have to.
They did it when the Phillies won.
Yeah. They're going to do it now, especially now, right?
Fuck.
I don't know what they would do, though, because is it funny to satirize something so already ridiculous? Like, what do you do with it?
I think this is what they're going to do. This is my opinion. I was like a, comedic writer or something.
Sure.
You do like a Cloverfield type show with the Eagles. Are they going to win? And it's just like all this impending doom. I can see them doing
and
something
they're,
like
they're
that.
In the middle of it, kind of.
They're like, they score, and you see, like,
we gotta get out of here. Frank is
Godzilla.
Like,
Frank,
the city's under attack. We gotta get out of here. That'd be
funny.
Like
a Cloverfield Philly Super Bowl. I could see something
that
like
could
that.
Happen. Speaking of Cloverfield, now they whipped out that movie Cloverfield Paradox on Netflix day of. Did you watch that?
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it. I watched a review, and I heard it was a fucking abortion.
The review, horrendous. I didn't see the second one.
Neither did I. The Cloverfield Lane. Because
it's
all
like,
bullshit.
It's like a giant roller coaster. It's like, okay, exciting, exciting, exciting. Then the ending is like, what the fuck? And people just leave.
Of the current movie or the Cloverfield Lane?
Lane.
Yeah.
So I heard giant build-up. John Goodman kills it. Really interesting.
I heard he was good acting
and
in that
And then movie. It just went, wait, I spent 2 hours for this being the end result?
I feel like.
And I asked, I didn't watch that. I don't want to hear what happened. I just, I'm glad he told me that it was not worth it and miserable.
What, Cloverfield Lane or Cloverfield Paradox?
Lane. The Paradox is supposed to be just shit. Just
utter shite.
Garbage.
Utter shite.
Which, honestly, it's Netflix bubble to me has burst a long time ago. Most
really?
Of the content is just shit.
Why? There's a lot of good content on there.
I think it's
you see a lot
a
people
cult.
Been doing
it's become a cult. People are just
yeah, it is a cult.
Well, it's on here, so I gotta like it.
Right, pretty much, right? See, people have been talking like I've had Netflix since the DVD days, but I am not an active Netflix like viewer. I'll watch it if like something I am been seeking out is on there, but I'm not one of those people. Oh, what's on Netflix? Like I don't. Like, I already know what I want to watch, and then if it's on Netflix, I'll watch it. But I'm not one of those people that's using Netflix and base what I'm watching what's on Netflix, except for recently, because my girlfriend doesn't have cable, so that's all she kind of has.
Another thing, I have people that
well,
replace
the cord cutting.
They're just, Is there entertainment existence?
Yeah, that's it. Well, because it's $10 a month. Who the fuck wants to pay $130 a month for cable?
And it's gotten to the point where even children are like, what's this commercial?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so ingrained in commercials. It's like, whatever.
No, yeah, of course.
You know, I'll go to the bathroom, send a text.
Right.
It's part of my lifestyle where it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
New people's patience is so paper thin. Oh, yeah. That they can't even watch regular TV.
No,
anymore.
I mean, they get pissed off they're about like, 5 minute, 5 second watching, skip ads on a YouTube video.
I'm not watching the new season. I'll wait a year from now when it's on my Netflix. Yeah, and then I'll watch it.
And then I'll binge it in 12 hours. Yeah.
Well, I like watching a new show once a week, have some build up to it.
Yeah. And then you wait, and then you. Sure.
Car
I don't
commercials
to.
And Geico I mean, commercials
don't,
and bullshit.
Don't get me wrong. It's cool to binge, too, but
I'm
yeah.
I'm not a binge guy.
No? I like, because I'll be up all night, so it's like, that's 5 a.m., there's only 3 more hour episodes left. I'll do it.
I'm not a binger.
But speaking of Netflix shows, so I've been doing Black Mirror now, and I'm through, like, season 2. It's good. You know, I gotta bang it all out. But Black Mirror is good. I've been watching. I haven't gotten all the way through it. I'm up to the episode with Jon Hamm, isn't it? And because it's anthology.
I've heard rave reviews. It's kind of a modern Twilight Zone.
Yeah, I would probably more call it, like, Outer Limits. But they're very similar, obviously.
There's one episode that's on my radar that I do want to see. It's kind of like a Star Trek-themed episode.
That's the first episode of the 4th season, I think. I'm not
it's
up
got
to that.
A lot of people talking, and I'm big into that kind of science fiction theme. So I do want to – and it has the guy – he was in Breaking Bad.
Which guy in Breaking Bad?
Fuck, what was his name? Todd. He was kind of the asshole, kills the kid.
Is that the fake Matt Damon?
Yes, he – He was like his uncle's. He was a neo-Nazi dude.
Yeah.
A kid.
Fake Matt Damon.
So
yeah,
he's the kind of lead.
They even make that joke on Breaking Bad, don't they? He says he's like a low rent Matt Damon.
Something like that. Yeah. But he also was in another great show, Fargo. I love Fargo.
Oh, the show. See, I've only seen the movie once, and I don't even really remember it. But everybody raves about Fargo.
It's the movie's great.
Well, the movie's the one Steve Buscemi's in it, and a bunch of others. Yes.
Great movie, great show.
I gotta rewatch the movie.
Essentially, every season's a new story.
Yeah. Oh, so that's anthology too?
Yes.
But seasonal anthology?
But they all take place different time periods.
Yeah.
Always revolve around kind of murders getting covered up and just scumbags.
That's
but
cool.
The key part of Fargo always takes place in Minnesota. Even
right.
Even though Fargo's in North Dakota, but
yeah, what's the deal with that?
It's
get back close to the mic.
It's
Sean.
The name, but yeah. No, it always takes place in Minnesota. Uses the accent.
But wasn't the movie like, kind of like dark, humorous too?
William H. Macy was a big character in that.
Oh yeah, well, sure. William H. Macy.
Yeah, so it's very dark. It's just humorous elements, but it's it's just people covering up murders and just being idiots and scumbags.
Yeah,
but it's like a lighthearted murder.
It's
scumbag.
A lighthearted look at scumbag life.
Exactly, yeah. and within Arctic North of our country.
Yeah. I gotta rewatch the movie, and then maybe I'll go on to the show. And also,
show's had – so every season is blockbuster guys. So it had – the first villain was Billy Bob Thornton, who's an awesome villain. He really kills it.
Yeah.
And it had – I don't remember his name, but he played Frodo in Lord of the Rings.
Oh, did he?
The new movies, not Elijah Wood. Elijah Wood in a murder show would be like, you're dead, season over. British actor, he did a good job.
Yeah.
Second season had Todd.
Todd from Breaking Bad, fake Matt Damon.
Kirsten Dunst, a couple other people.
Some fairly well-known.
But the newest season, the biggest character was Ewan McGregor, Obi-Wan.
Oh, Obi-Wan was in there?
He was in the new season. Nice. So they got some decent names going on these series.
Yeah, you're
going
to need it. Yeah, friggin' So what? That's cool. So you know what I watched the other night on Netflix? Now, not to start going into Netflix, because I do kind of agree with you that like Netflix has now been pumping out some shite. But I do think a lot of some of their original content is good. You got to pick and choose what's good, because there are a few shows on there. Like, I don't know if you've been watching The Toys That Made Us. Have you checked that out?
I watched the Star Wars.
Watch the Star Wars episode.
I think there's 4 episodes.
That's it.
One's
okay.
Barbie, which
yeah,
I was like, meh.
Yeah, I didn't get to that.
And there was 2 other ones.
Is there a G.I. Joe one?
I think it's a G.I. Joe and yeah, maybe He-Man, I want to
okay.
say. Maybe.
I'll watch the Star Wars one.
I watched
that's
the
one that
one
counts.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
I know that one's was Barbie, which the Star I'm, like, Wars one not was, watching.
Yeah, I didn't get to it. I was going to binge them, but then, I, like you said, it's like, eh, I don't give that many fucks. But, I mean, the show's kind of based around Star Wars because that is the toys, you know. But
I would like to see, like, a Ninja Turtles toys.
I would do that, cool. Something like that, maybe Ghostbusters. They'd have to be shorter, probably, because there's a lot of history behind Star Wars toys, you know. And I mean, Barbie toys there are, too, but I don't give a
there's
fuck
so
about
many
them.
Toys even further than that. G.I. Joe's is massive.
You do Pokemon cards, right?
Everyone
Pokemon toys.
Looks at the toys of their childhood that are, like, of those course. Are the toys.
Sure.
Whereas if you look at, you ask a kid that's 15 now.
What's their toys? iPad?
The toys that we said, they're like, bro, that shit sucks.
I got an iPad.
Fucking lame.
Yeah. So what are, yeah, but what are the toys of children today? iPads?
So, like, there's some similar, like, they still have a Pokemon kind of, you know, presence.
Oh, yeah.
But it comes to, like, these whimsical characters of science fiction fighting each other, and they don't have none of that shit.
No.
So it's hard to really gauge what toys they play. Nowadays, it's all digital.
But is it, yeah, so I'm saying, isn't it like, oh, I see little babies and it's just all iPads. And now Toys R Us is like falling, you know, they're in chapter 11. Yeah,
they're
done, you know.
Like seeing a dinosaur, you're like, you want to save it, but
yeah.
No, it's, even if it's not the last of its kind, even if it mates with another Toys R Us, there could only be a few more. They're not opening
they're
any
fucked,
more new
dude.
Ones.
No, they're downsizing tremendously. When you go into a Toys R Us nowadays, and you go into this big, like, there's no one in there. It's essentially a big box store filled with toys that, like, no one's buying. And because, like, there's just less demand nowadays. And beyond that, there's a lot of competition with Amazon and Walmart with the rest of the country. There's no Walmart on Staten Island, but the rest, like, Walmart's just cheaper.
I was on by Bloomberg, and I like that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
New York City, for that matter.
New York City. No Walmarts in New York City. But which is good because Walmart is a fucking grimy employer. But, you know, Costco is a much better employer. Not to compare the two because they're not the same. But the point is Toys R Us is done. You know, they can't keep up with – and their prices are expensive, you know. It's like you go in there, there's board games, $25, a little stuffed animals, you know, and the Legos are mad expensive. And there's really not many brands of toys that kids are like crazy about anymore, right?
See,
I mean, maybe Star Wars, but not as much.
The kids
as
are
going to
miss what I remember, like, treasuring as a kid, being like second grade, you know, seven
yeah.
years old or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's say you had like a good report card or it's your birthday,
yeah.
some special occasion. And your father brings you a Toys R Us. My mother would never bring me that. Never in hell. Maybe they don't exist in Latin America. But forget.
We're not going to a store made up of fucking.
They
like
have Civil War.
Want
they're not buying
item.
Toys.
Yeah, they're not buying fucking.
So,
yeah,
my dad
trinkets.
Take me, you know, me and my sister, or whatever, and like pick something out.
That's such an example of American excess. A store made of like things that you don't need. They're just wants, you know, because obviously nobody needs a toy. They're just want items, you know. When you look at, like, physiological needs, they're just like you go to a grocery store. Well, grocery store has needs, you know. You need water, you need milk, but you need food products.
Put it this way, if you go to Palestine, there's no toy stores.
There's no toy stores, you know.
There's gun stores.
There's murder stores, yeah. You need to protect,
you
defend yourself.
You want a gun? You want a Quran?
Yeah, you got the Bible
store. You want some falafel. All
you,
three
you think
covered.
You think they have a Walmart there that serves only those items? Just Korans,
falafels,
and assault rifles, and like maybe like those old school bazookas that you know, and like miniguns
and I feel like
landmines,
like
and burkas.
Well, burkas are going more like Saudi Arabia kind of
okay.
extremists. I'm just talking about
all right, tunics, like desert tunics.
Now you act like we're in the Moroccan desert.
Palestine's pretty dry and
it's
hot.
Dry with. As far as resources or jobs or
yeah, look, they probably are having brown water when you go to the. They're getting screwed over there. They're getting not to get political here, but yeah, Palestine's not looking good.
Would you rather look at the three places? Would you rather be in Palestine, Syria, or Libya right now?
I know.
Where
that.
Would you want to live?
Tough question.
Those three, you have to live.
They're
in
all
one.
They're all fucked. Yeah. I don't
they
know.
They'll have no functioning government.
No, like a disaster government.
Excessive weapons.
Weapons, and are like you're just always a target, you know.
Well, I think I would
from
pick...
whether it be militants or your own government when it comes to Syria, like you know, was Assad gassing them? You know, his own people? Is that true? You know,
so he gassed him. He's getting Putin gas delivered.
Yeah, he's getting Putin's gas delivered. God. Right, so, who knows?
It's a lose-lose situation.
Palestine's getting bullied the fuck around by Israel. Not to, get political here, but, I mean, that is happening.
We're scared of the point. There's no toy stores in these
No toy stores in these places.
And there's not going to be toy stores here, not much
happy
longer.
Happy to not get landmined the next day, you know? So, exactly. It's a total, consumer excess type of this place that doesn't really exist anymore. You know, it's a very much a product of the 80s, you know, because that's really when Toys R Us is really grew to
Jeffrey
and Jeffrey Bucks, or what was it called?
Not
Disney Dollars, but Toys R Us, Jeffrey Bucks. What was the name of them? Let's find out right now.
I just remember the holidays, they would do one, they used to do one in the summer. They'd send this giant catalog.
Oh,
I
love that
Sunday
catalog.
Mail. Would grab it and just be like, I want this. I
oh,
want
yeah.
That.
Get all your shit. Circle all that shit.
I want this Ninja Turtles. Oh, my God. Cool. And then you're like, oh, I need this Game Boy game.
Called Jeffrey Dollars or Jeffrey Bucks. I looked at this Reddit post. This is last year. I found $40 in Toys R Us money from 1997. Any chance I could still redeem it? No, probably not. I think they're beat.
So there was a story similar to Toys R Us demise. So there's currently 8 Blockbusters.
Yeah,
left in
States. They're all is one of them in the Continental, or the rest of them in Alaska?
Privately owned.
Privately owned. They're not the. They're not
chain. The last chain one closed in Hawaii.
So everything else left is
privately owned,
franchised.
And
yeah,
you can't open a new Blockbuster even if. You're at a death wish. We don't have a nostalgic Blockbuster bar. The name is copyright. You can't do it.
Right.
Excuse me. It's sort of like a cigarette machine. If you have it,
yes.
It can exist.
Remember,
but there's no new ones
coming
out.
Remember the last cigarette machine I saw was in Greenport.
It's still there.
I went
last summer.
Did you?
Still there. Same bar.
That's funny.
So and they're not giving you permit.
It was a cool one. Cool cigarettes, right? K-O-O-L. Yeah. That was
you gotta be cool because you had a misspelling. And all the people
everything
smoke,
with a K, yo,
people
cool.
People actually smoke cool cigarettes don't know how to spell either. So
no,
it
works for everyone. That's how they think cool is spelled. K-O-L. You ever meet anybody that's that's their brand? You know?
I knew one person.
Really?
Sweet person. I don't want to say who they are.
That's fine.
I can say it all
older? Older? Not a young person.
No, yeah.
Really?
Somewhere around our age, very sweet person.
Like around here, you see Newports,
it's a female.
Marlboro Lights, Marlboro Reds.
Say it off the air, but
okay,
I don't want to.
I think I even know who it is. We'll say it after the cast.
I can't blast.
No, it'll get back to them. That's funny, though.
Yeah, I do know one smoker.
That's so funny. What about Winston's or anything? You know anybody that smokes a fucking Winston? Or a Virginia Slim 140.
They exist. I don't know the
who
tobacco
smokes
market.
I know. We don't have the demographics. We don't have the demographics right now in front of us.
Maybe I should apply for being a tobacco salesman.
Yeah, being a connoisseur of vices. Why don't you get a gambling license too, Sean? You open up.
Well, I am getting my DraftTech license.
You are getting. You can blow out people's lines. Yeah, you want me to blow out your pipes for you? Yeah, $200 a blown pipe. Yeah,
I do have a state liquor license.
That's useful. Let me see that thing. We should put this on the cast page. Look at this. It's Sean, you booze hound. This kid doesn't stop drinking. And now you have a card this is funny. Sean is hereby authorized to solicit orders for the sale of alcoholic beverages in New York State. That's funny. Yeah, I'm allowed to solicit these booze. So if you get pulled over for DWI, you show them this card?
Nah, so there's a lot of liquor authority agents that are out. So if
naturally. You gotta show them your card, yeah.
There's a lot of legality in the
How
booze.
Long did that take to get?
They do fingerprints. You got a felony, you can't sell.
Oh, just misdemeanor? So you could be a criminal and do it, just not a felon?
Yeah, it's
yeah, well, most of us are criminals.
They do your fingerprints, they process you, and they're like, well, no, you didn't kill anyone.
He's not a murderer. Not yet, anyway.
Didn't beat any women. All
He's
right.
only got 3 DUIs.
No, DUIs, big no-no. Big no-no.
Oh, you better watch yourself.
I'm good, man. Those
good?
Days are behind
Those
me.
Those days are numbered? Yeah. All right, moving on. So also at Netflix, so I watched an episode the other day. Like I said, some of their content is good. This is a show called American Vandal. This is funny. Now,
so I've seen...
You know what I'm talking about?
I saw 2 episodes.
You watched American Vandal?
I saw 2 episodes.
Oh, you
I
did?
I didn't ever finished it.
Oh, get out of here. I watched the first episode. What did you think?
I liked it.
You thought it was funny?
Some memories of my high school days. We did a lot of pranks and shit.
Yeah, it's the same shit, right?
The the main character is kind of a douchey, funny guy.
Douchey, idiot. Which, that's good. He plays it very well. So, like,
reminded me of, like, me and my friends.
Yeah. You know? Like a John Gilliman or somebody like that.
But he was just a maniac.
Not to denigrate John Gilliman. In fact, if you listen to him, you should come on the cast. We'll take you on.
No one's seen or heard of you.
Because he was a bit of a vandal, right?
My favorite story of him was, this is a great story. So we're in a Spanish class in high school.
Uh-huh.
And
this is probably good because that kid did wild stuff, right? Is this the one where he jumps out the window?
So they're doing scaffolding. Wait,
all right. This is a good one, man.
They're doing scaffolding. They're doing
into the mic,
reconstruction,
Sean.
Reconstruction, right?
Okay.
So this guy jumps out of a third story window, climbs scaffolding like Donkey Kong.
Like, apparently literally. He was a really good climber. Right? Yeah. Now, I haven't seen I haven't gone to that. I left that school in 2001. So that's 17 years ago. So that's the last time I seen the kid, 17 years ago.
But I haven't seen him since high school graduation, the last time I seen him.
So 11, 12 years. And what was I going to say? but from what I heard, he became a really good graffiti artist and was really good at, like, climbing shit, because you got to do that when you're a graffiti artist. You got to get into these weird spots. So he was, like, honing his skills at the time.
Climbing scaffolding.
He like, scaled that shit fucking Jackie Chan style, right?
So he reemerges.
Reemerges.
Into a first grade classroom. In the back class, all the kids start screaming. He kicks the window in.
Little kids. Like, they thought he was a murderer.
The
they didn't know.
Like,
oh my god!
And he scampers off.
That's so funny.
So she calls
security.
Security. Some kid jumped out in my window. They're like, what the fuck? So they're like doing production. And they're like, how is this possible? Where did this kid come from?
They check the security tapes. My god.
There was no security tape. So
yeah, I guess not.
They do deduction.
It's a while ago.
They're like, it had to come from the third floor. And then my teacher was like, he jumped out the window. The best part is he runs back in the class or sits down in his seat, opens his textbook.
Pretend like he didn't do anything?
The whole class was like, that's great. Let's pretend nothing happened.
That's so funny,
All the security runs to our class.
We were like,
hey,
yeah.
What happened in here?
Nothing.
The teacher's like, he jumped out the window. We're like, he was here the whole time.
What?
What are you
talking hasn't moved.
About?
He's been sitting here reading his textbook.
Fucking liar. Everyone's like, he's a liar. And they grabbed him, and he was gone for a while.
Did he get suspended?
Absolutely.
Did he get expelled?
He didn't get expelled, but he definitely had some
disciplinary action on him. Yeah, that's funny. That's a good story, though.
Jumping out of a window, emerging in a first-grade classroom is the highlight of the story.
That's great. Yeah, I wish we had some some footage of that. But that's funny.
That's before the Tosh era.
Because that third floor, it's not like it's not a short third floor. It's 35, 40 feet up.
If he missed the scaffolding, he would have been
dead. He's falling right onto that concrete in that quadrangle. Because really not much. I mean, there might be some shrubs at the bottom of the building. Like, you know, at the foot of the first floor. That's fucking
handicapped.
You're taking a 40-foot plunge, because it was not like, it's not, you know, some buildings are a little tighter in height, but like this third floor was high.
I have one other story about him. So I took the city bus home with him.
Yeah.
It was 40 or 70, 74 it was.
Okay.
So, you know, local MTA city bus. So if you notice, there's fire exits on the bus.
Yeah.
One is on the roof.
Yes. Isn't there one on the floor, too? Well, and obviously the windows open up.
The roof of the... And these are giant municipal New York City
buses.
Yeah,
it's city buses.
He kicks open the fire...
How did he kick it open? Did he climb the railing?
He jumped.
Well, the railings that you... He
put his feet up.
Okay, yeah.
And then proceed to be on top...
Of the bus?
What is
he, fucking Ethan Hunt?
While it's driving, like, in middle of traffic,
cars
are beeping, the bus driver can barely drive. Yeah. Swerving.
Jesus Christ, swerving. He's holding on top.
The best part is you hear, like, you hear his feet on the roof.
He
literally, in mid-traffic, gets on top of a city bus.
That's so funny. And he's probably, and it's swerving, so he's, like, holding on top, swerving. His feet are jumbling.
Cars zinging by. And no, he did this unprovoked.
He just did it.
He
was honing his skills, I
guess.
People
are like, you know.
Yeah. He was showing off his skills.
And they're
probably.
like, yo, what's Gilman doing?
What the fuck is he doing?
You see him climbing. And that's you're like, so what funny. Is he doing? Yeah, no one's seen him since. I saw his brother.
No one's
once.
Seen him since.
I saw his brother once at a bar.
An older brother?
He's an older brother.
Yeah.
So like, this is about 6 years after high school. Man, what the fuck happened to your brother? No one's seen or heard from him ever since. They had no social media, nothing.
I was going to say, does he have any social nothing?
So he's like, oh, he lives in London.
No way.
Like, what does he do?
Yeah.
He does some kind of art shit. Who knows?
Really? Yeah.
But this was also...
He was an eclectic kid. Or eccentric, I should say. His likes weren't even eclectic. From what I understand, yeah, he just got into... I didn't see him after middle school, so I'm just going by stories that I've heard. Because Patrides, the school that we went to, at least I went there for middle school, and it was K through 12, so I'm in middle school, 7th, 8th grade. And everybody else, like Sean, went there through high school. But so I had heard a lot of stories at parties, like about, you know, through the years, and he might get brought up. And I had heard that story before. That's a great story. The jumping at the third floor. But it was just funny. But he was weird. And I had him in my third grade class, and I remember
he's a big gamer too. He was a big gamer.
Yes, well, I was just gonna get to that. I remember we had like a how-to project in the third grade, and his how-to project was how to play Crash Bandicoot. So I just remember that because I didn't have PlayStation, so that was always interesting to me. I was like, oh, Crash Bandicoot is a game I don't have because I'm an N64 guy, you know.
Yeah, it was kind of a contrast to it, but
yeah, because I never had. I didn't have PlayStation 1. I started PlayStation at PlayStation 2. For GTA 3 and shit.
I had PS1. My older cousin gave it to me. I never bought it. No, I don't like hand-me-down systems.
Yeah, sure. Like you were saying before, you didn't have an SNES.
The only systems that were like purchased were 64. I got given as Christmas.
Well, that's
gift.
Like the system of our generation.
Yeah.
You know, right?
And then PS2, I bought my own money.
Yeah, me too. I bought that with confirmation money.
I got GameCube. Giving me the GameCube was pretty underwhelming and kind of shit.
I didn't get... You see, after N64, I avoided Nintendo because it just seemed like every system they came out with was kind of like not up to snuff. You just had these PS2s and an Xbox and
like, perfect example of how GameCube just didn't compare to 64. I remember playing 64 Pokemon at nauseam.
Which
100
one?
Hours.
Which one?
Pokemon Stadium.
Sure.
And I remember having GameCube, and I was kind of getting out of Pokemon at that point.
Yeah.
And Pokemon Stadium came out. I think it was called Pokemon Coliseum.
Right.
So I got it. I play it. I beat it. I'm like, this kind of sucks.
Yeah, it was kind of subpar. That's why I never got into GameCube. I mean, and like even their Smash Brothers, while it was like kind of an upgrade, it wasn't the same. You know, it wasn't as playable, in my opinion, when I played it at people's houses. So I never got that system, and so I avoided I avoided Nintendo after PlayStation. But you know what? Nintendo is coming back a bit. Switch is a cool system. The little SNES and NESs are cool. So I think they're on their way back a little bit. I think they're coming up a little bit in the ranks, in my opinion. What do you think? No?
No, like the SNES Classic, which I'm looking at a new package.
Yeah, I have it right
the
here.
Backdrop here.
Yeah, it's cool.
Awesome.
We
awesome.
Should do a giveaway. Should we do a giveaway? Maybe we should think about that. Maybe for the next episode, we'll talk about it.
We would think about that as well as maybe do a live show at some point in the future.
I would love to do a live show. Yeah, sure.
I'm friends with some bar owners, so I'm going to talk. It'll be at a...
We should do it at a bar and have a giveaway to incentivize people to show up.
Well, that's what I was bringing. We do a live show, you know. We reach a certain number of guests. We can have a giveaway, you know. Absolutely.
But that'd be cool. We'll give away an SNES
Classic.
We want to,
you know, get the listeners together and also...
Yeah. Yeah, get the fans together.
We also
want
to meet you as
well. Oh, yeah, we'd love to do... Yeah, it's because it becomes just a hangout, meet and greet.
Yeah, have a couple drinks, chat,
yeah.
Give us advice, what you like, what you don't
like.
Sure,
just keep your mouth shut when we're doing the podcast, unless we bring you on as a guest. I see that a lot. This problem is the guys that do live podcasts, you have a lot of people screaming in the background that want to, like, kind of just be on the show. And it's like, well...
I've done that at live shows.
Yeah, you love doing that. It's like, well, you're not...
I like heckling.
You heckle, essentially. It's like, well, you're not a guest. You know, if you're a guest, you could come on, but, like, it's like, and, you know, if we had people on the thing, I would have had no problem like bringing people on. Like if you have like 10 guests there, bring a couple people on, 3 minutes apiece.
Yeah, well, it's in the works. Maybe the next 2 months or so.
Yeah,
we'll
get something going. Come
up.
Springtime, you know, weather's getting better. People are gonna be coming out of the woodwork again. That'll be fun.
But yeah, do a live retro. We'll try to do it a weekend. Obviously, you know.
Yeah, no, weekend or Friday would probably be best, right? I mean, well, weekdays are good. Like the guys.
Well, that's the thing. If you do a bar. That I can have Friday night.
No, you have to do it on a weekday or a Sunday. Yeah,
it has to be a weekday.
Yeah, you're not going
to
do it on a Friday or Saturday. First of all, I wouldn't even want to do it because there'll be so much ambient noise it'll ruin it. You know,
no, it's a work in progress. Work but it's in like progress. Idea we're flowing
that
around.
Pizzeria one is good that the Super Live Adventure guys do. I like that's
I like
my,
when they did Grambo.
The Grambo, yeah. They
does it stand up, does it salute? Yeah. I was impressed.
They
by
do
that.
The Grambo salute, yeah, because at the Pizza Doro Pizzeria, there's a they have an old back room. It's like a back, just a back. Dining room, whatever you're gonna call it, dining room looks more like a ratty old basement, and they have this.
Literally looks like a
basement.
It's like wood paneling, 30-year-old like weird pictures,
fake exposed brick, and it's like everything's 80s. That old Simpsons picture.
That's
funny, right? Yeah, the old Simpsons picture, and but there's a picture of. It's a poster on the wall of Grambo, and it's like a grandma dressed up as Rambo.
She's like a gun. And yeah, like ammo
thing, ammo.
It's like cheesy, stupid, but yeah. they make a gimmick like now we see yeah. Grambo. The whole Grandma. Audience gets up.
That's funny.
Very, very. Well
I think known. They only do it at the Pizza Doro. They only do it in the presence of the Grambo.
Yeah.
Poster.
But it was, I thought it was very cool. It was funny.
That's funny. Yeah, that's the whole idea.
I enjoyed it.
They do live shows also at the Staten Island Makers Space.
And the Ferry Terminal.
I think it is. They keep moving them, you know. I don't know.
There's another Staten Island cast that's re-emerging. I'm seeing, I have a friend that's involved. I can't remember
what
the
is
name
it?
Offhand.
Do tell.
I can go through, I gotta browse and look.
You
up
browse your brain.
Time for that right now.
Yeah.
So just a couple things to hit before we
we got a few more things to hit. We got 10 minutes worth of schlock that we'll hit before we close.
So one thing I wanted to big thing that obviously we haven't mentioned yet was the which was also surprise to the Super Bowl. People thought it was gonna come.
Right.
The Han Solo trailer.
Oh yeah, it came, boys. So they did a shortened trailer for the to get people excited during the Super Bowl, and then they did a full trailer the next day. Should I say full teaser trailer? Because it's really only like a minute and a half. So what'd you think of it? The Solo, the Star Wars prophet story.
When I'm reading all these, the casting and all these issues they're having, I'm like, it's going to be a bro comedy. It's going to suck.
Yeah.
And at least maybe it will suck. But visually, it looks good.
It looks like it's got promise. I mean, what'd you think of Alden Ehrenreich as Han Solo?
Didn't see enough to make a judgment.
Yeah. He's not doing a Harrison Ford impression, which is really good. Like, he doesn't sound like Harrison Ford. He doesn't exactly look like him. His mannerisms aren't exactly Harrison Ford's mannerisms. Good, though, because it's like, well, you don't want him to just be doing a caricature. Because then you'd be like, well, like well, you could, it's harder to take it seriously. If he just does his own thing for the character and does it good enough, you'll believe it and you'll kind of forget about that. Hopefully that's really the way it should go. So I'm like you said, I haven't seen enough, but I'm going to give it a shot. And everything else looked pretty good. They have the Falcon that's fresh condition, even though people are saying, oh, it's too clean. It's like, what did freaking Chewie and Han Solo put freaking feces all over it? Because it's like spotless and it's like supposed to
people
already have been.
And if it was beat up, they're like, why? It was never clean.
Exactly.
Like,
you never win
complain
with these fucking
either way.
Internet fucks. You know, that's how it always goes.
What I liked, in, which is my kind of favorite part of Star Wars, is the Empire from that time period.
Yeah. That's a good Empire right
there. That kind of. So
right in the middle of their power. Yeah.
Span.
They're up and running.
From Revenge of the Sith to.
Before A New Hope? Because what is this, 5 years before A New Hope?
Yeah,
something
so
like that?
This is kind of Rogue Squadron.
Yeah. Rogue One, you mean?
Rogue One, correct. Yeah. Rogue Squadron is a video game.
That's right. A good video game.
Excellent game. If they make an N64 classic, better be on there.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. That's my favorite time period for the Empire, when they're at their prime,
mm-hmm.
and it's not for, it's like over-glamorized, all this ridiculous shit.
Right.
So, that looked promising. That's some cool, kind of deviant characters, like, what's their story?
Absolutely. Yeah. But, so, are you excited for it?
I would say so, 100%.
Yeah, 100%? What did you think?
I'm more excited now than I was from the readings. Because initially I was like, oh, this looks like, as I said, a bro bullshit slapstick comedy of space, you know, riders.
Do you have faith in Ron Howard?
I've met him.
You met Ron Howard. Oh, you told me this story. Tell it again. This is the bartender at the airport.
So one of my many jobs.
One of Sean's many friggin' trade jobs.
I see a lot of booze relation.
I was gonna say, not all your jobs are related to purveying booze.
Purveyor of fine spirits.
But yeah, spirits.
So this is about 2014.
This is 4 years ago, roughly.
2014, 4 years ago. Correct.
Okay. And where is this? Newark?
LaGuardia Airport.
LaGuardia. Ooh, the
worst airport in the United States.
Fucking terrible.
Imagine working there. It's a nightmare.
Oh, man. I took LaGuardia when I went to New Orleans, and it's just shit. I was happy I got in and out very quickly, but miserable airport, you know. So I could only imagine how you were feeling working 10-hour shifts there.
The money was good. It was a nightmare. Anyway.
Miserable.
I'm there one day.
Yeah.
You would see some athletes and celebrities. It wasn't, you know. Why is there a celebrity here? You would see them.
Yeah.
So one day I see Ron Howard.
Sure.
Signature kind of gaunt physique.
Yeah.
Pale, ginger features.
Homer, we're out of vodka. And he's a known alcoholic, too.
Wearing some ugly
Or ex-alcoholic.
Ex-alcoholic. So he sits down, orders a cranberry juice.
Cranberry, that's it.
Nothing straight.
How'd you know it was him?
Looking at him.
He's okay, wearing, you know what he looks like.
He's
all
got
right.
his red beard.
We'll trust you.
Pale, wearing an ugly hat.
Yeah.
And he goes.
He's bald under that hat.
He goes. Cranberry, my friend, something like that.
Yeah.
Give him a cranberry juice.
Cranberry, friend.
And then I'm working with some Spanish chick. She goes, is that guy famous? And I was like, nah, just leave him alone. Yeah. Like, nah.
What are you going to do? Fucking ask him for a selfie, you know?
So I just ignored him.
I never do that when I see celebrities.
And the fact is I ignored him, didn't even say, hey, you Ron Howard, just ignored him.
So yeah, just give him his space.
Gave him his juice. Hit me $20 on like a $4 juice.
Nice.
Kept walking.
Not bad. That's a cool story. So he was nice to you. So you like
this? I didn't have a conversation with him. I said, hey, what do you want, man? How's it going?
Right.
I said, all right, a little tired. Just get a cranberry juice, a little parch. Gave it. And the thing is, he could have bought a juice at the fucking bodega, like convenient. I think he just wanted to sit down,
sit at the bar,
watch,
and
like CNN.
Yeah.
And just kinda
absorb where he used to go.
I think just like he missed sitting at a bar.
Yeah.
But
they used to make. They made that joke when he was on The Simpsons. the joke, I think he said a few times during the episode, Homer, we're out of vodka. He kept asking Homer for vodka. It was the episode where Alec Baldwin and like Homer crashes through Alec Baldwin's and what's
I
her
seen
name?
I've seen Alec Baldwin as well.
Oh my God, you're seeing all the fucking greats.
I was at a brunch in Manhattan, some swanky brunch.
Swanky.
Some chick at the time.
You fucking living large here, Sean. Swanky brunch
some
in Manhattan.
Some chick at the time about this is 3 years ago?
Yeah.
So Sunday brunch, Manhattan. It was expensive as fuck.
Naturally.
You know, when you're trying to impress
Manhattan.
People, you make moves. Anyway.
Sean spent 3 weeks worth of checks on it. All right.
So I'm at a red light.
Yeah.
And I hear, oh my God, that's Alec Baldwin. I said, where? I'm at a red light. And I'm actually kind of close to our old haunting grounds. I'm not far from West 4th area. I'm like right over
big
there.
Big fan of that. I walk through there in the summertime a few times.
I'm at a red
West
light.
West 8th and shit.
Sure enough.
That neighborhood's changed, by the way.
Alec Baldwin walking his dog.
Oh, yeah? Well, he probably lives around there, yeah?
Definitely has to.
Yeah.
You look at him, he looks like he was drinking all fucking night. He looked like shit.
Well, he's fat, too. He's older
he's like
fat.
His face.
He's like red and sweaty.
Red, sweaty.
Yeah.
Looked hungover.
This is summertime?
Yeah, this is probably May, April. Yeah. Probably May, I would
sweaty
say.
Sweaty old man.
He looked like shit. Like, he definitely looked like he was just drinking
How
all
old
night.
Is he? He's got to be six. I mean,
he's probably my father's age. I'd say he's late 50s.
He's got a year, really? Let me see. Let's check the internet. What does the internet tell us? He is,
let's say 58.
Glengarry Glen Ross. You ever see that movie, Glengarry Glen Ross? He's 58. Yeah, he's going to be 50.
I have a good.
No, 59. He'll be 60. Yeah. You did
That's
say.
That's my father's age on the nose.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. So.
So, yeah, you could tell he was drinking all night, looked like shit.
Right.
And I guess he's wanting fresh air. The dog was going nuts. So whatever model he has in his fucking place was like, walk the dog. I'm lazy.
Freshening
slut.
Up. Yeah.
So you see these tourists like go up to him. I see this is all in a red light. This is all within like a 15-second window.
Right,
people
right,
are beeping
right.
at me because I'm not even driving. I'm like watching. And you see these tourists. God knows where they're from.
Yeah.
You see them like, oh, can we take a picture, dude? He's like, fuck off.
Oh, he didn't say fuck off.
I swear. Oh, he made some kind of his body language.
Yeah,
was like,
said that.
Get
okay.
the fuck out of here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was just like,
all
take
him.
No
you
way.
See these tourists go up to him, ask for a picture, yeah. and they ran away. In
he
terror.
He could be a gruff guy. He didn't he call somebody? He called a gay
his
guy.
Daughter,
the,
he called his daughter a piglet.
Oh, he did right. Didn't he say that about something? Right.
His
what
daughter,
was it?
They were arguing over God knows what.
What he called her like a whore or something.
He
called her a piglet.
He made some racial comments like. Fucking those type blah blah blah. We're not gonna say them on the air, but yeah, he had some off colored. He called his daughter a piglet or something like that.
Let me see what he said about it. Calling, he apologized for calling. Oh well, this is his 11-year-old daughter. What do you call his 11-year-old daughter?
She's by the way,
a rude, thoughtless pig. This is 11-year-old. He's got a bad temper. That guy.
She's like 20 something now, like model, like
right.
super smoke.
He's been banned by an Irish court. No, he's been banned by a court from seeing his 11-year-old daughter. Her name is Ireland, by the way, after unleashing a string of insults on her telephone.
I called her a pig.
Why did he call his 11-year-old daughter a pig? You serious? What are you, fucking retarded?
You know who he has a, you know who that daughter, his daughter's mother is?
Yeah, it's, what's
Kim
her name?
Basinger.
Kim Basinger. Well, she's in the Simpsons episode when they're both in it. Ron Howard, Alec Baldwin, and Kim Basinger in the episode. You don't remember that episode?
You're more. I like the Simpsons a lot, but you're way more versed than I am.
Yeah, well, I'm like an archive when it comes to the Simpsons stuff. Let me see. I gotta look that episode up. And then Homer like betrays their trust and tells everybody that they're living there. What's the name of the episode? Wish when you dish upon a star. 10th season, season 10, 1998, late 98.
Around when I kind of curved off the Simpsons
track. Look at Ron Howard. He's this is probably when you saw Ron Howard. There's a picture of Ron Howard here, and
no, he looked worse than that. But
oh, did
he still was wearing a similar shit hat.
Yeah,
he wasn't wearing glasses, but
no.
Well, I saw
it was indoors, you know.
Well, she's got an airplane. Who looks good getting out off a flight?
No, I certainly don't. I feel like a sweaty, miserable, disgusting
exactly.
mess. My throat's all dry.
He's flying to LaGuardia. I feel like you're a private jet. He's flying to LaGuardia. What the hell is he doing?
Yeah. See, the people that booze on planes and stuff, I can't do that because I'm like, the plane's already drying me out. I feel like a friggin' dried prune, like, if drinking booze on the plane.
I remember one time I was leaving Chile, South America, and they were like, oh, you're leaving? So they gave me some party favors American kind.
Oh, South American variety, is
so
that?
So I'm partying, and I'm drinking, and then yeah. I'm like, wasted.
Yeah.
Going through customs, and next thing you
yeah,
know,
you loaded. You
I'm
know?
Just loaded. Then I meet other guys on the plane. They're like, "Yo, you want to have some beers with us?" I'm literally at this point. I'm so loaded. I had like 12 beers, and I'm on a cross country flight.
Oh man!
I got off that plane. I must have.
You mean an international? Was it international cross country?
No, it's international. It's 8 hours.
Nah, I can't be sloshed like that because you're gonna want to get up. You're gonna want to take a leak. You're fucking stumbling a little.
Next to me, I got a leak like.
Yeah.
I did a leak like six times.
Yeah. I like to just, especially on longer flights like that, 6 to 8 hours, I just want to fucking sit. I put my headphones in. I'm either listening to music or podcast or an audiobook, and I'm fucking conking out for the rest of it. So I don't even want to get up. If I get up, it's once. In fact, the last few flights, I've taken a bunch of flights. I was in California was my last flight in August. Before that, I was in Florida in April, and then Hawaii in January, last January. I didn't use the bathroom on any of those flights.
I was going to take, like, I used to take one leak.
And Hawaii was 2 6-hour flights, and I didn't use it at all. Yeah, I don't like, even want to get up.
Do you chow down, or do you eat, or no?
On the plane? Well, I'll usually eat before.
Like a bag of peanut, or you get, like, a meal, like, at a...
I'll either get a meal at the
Chipotle,
airport. Yeah, exactly.
Chick-fil-A,
one of
whatever.
Shits. I think I got Shake Shack once, and, like, a sandwich one other time. And then sometimes just one time just like crap snacks just to bring on the flight and like a water bottle. And then like I'll take a coffee or something or ginger ale on the flight.
I had a horror story
but
recently.
But I won't overdo myself where I need to like fucking.
I had a horror story recently where I was.
Tell.
I was flying to Phoenix. This was about 4 months ago.
I'm a big fan of Phoenix.
And I had like bronchitis or something. I was fighting some really bad cough. So I had this Delsum. Cough suppressant.
Balsam?
Delsum.
Delsum? Okay.
It's a cough suppressant. You buy any pharmacy. It's like an orange liquid.
That fuck you up?
So, I had like half a bottle.
Yeah.
And I'm going through customs. I realize I can't bring an open bottle
yeah.
into the
airport.
They'll
toss that out.
So, my brother.
Well, I think a certain level of ounces they let you keep, right?
Zero.
Zero in a
zero. Yeah. So, I had the brilliant idea of chugging the rest of the bottle.
What are you, fucking retarded?
Chugging. I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to beat this cough.
How am I going to beat this cough by drinking the whole bottle of this and fucking Dalsam?
I go to like a bar, kill some time, chowing people. And then 45 minutes into my bar experience, I'm like, man, what the fuck's going on? And I literally have like a trip.
Oh, like yeah. That shit's got dextromethorphan in it. That shit fucks you up.
Got whacked.
Yeah, like, yeah. So shut
up. I pay my bill and I'm like, all right, what gate am I? And I'm like, zombieing through the airport.
Jesus Christmas.
I made my flight.
Barely got through TSA.
If anyone actually did their job and looked at me, I'm like, dude, this guy doesn't look all right.
Yeah, fucked.
I'm wearing sunglasses. I'm wearing glasses now. I was wearing sunglasses inside the airport because I had like my eyes. I looked in the mirror. I'm like, dude,
I better fucking
had these glass eyes on.
They won't let me on the flight, yeah.
So I'm wearing sunglasses. Well, I was sketchball, but once I got on the flight, I just comatose and I was fine. But yeah, don't just throw it out. Don't chug the bottle of medicine and get healthier. You're just gonna get robo ears. You're gonna have hallucinations in the airport. It's not fun.
No, I would advise against that.
It's one of my worst traveling experiences.
Yeah, that sounds fucking miserable, dude. If anything, you want to take an alprazolam and conk the fuck out, and you wake up in a new place. But, I don't know if I'd be taking a bottle of dextromethorphan before I get on a flight.
Fuck, never again.
Fuck, no. Fuck, I just had a story to tell about a flight. What the fuck was it? I'm going to miss it. We're running low on time here. So what else should we talk about?
So one thing I noticed, which I think listeners will enjoy, and it's pretty poignant, is Nintendo Switch has done so well, they extended its life for the Switch.
Oh, yeah.
The production life was extended, I think it was 3 or 4 years, as far as development.
Switch is doing well, yeah.
Nintendo was a big hit for Nintendo, which they needed, because the Wii U was a big hit.
Yeah, giving them a little I'm in the electronics business, so I know that the Switch is doing well, you know. And also, you know what else is doing well? The little classics. The only thing is they don't fucking produce enough of them. But Nintendo just said they're going to continue producing them through 2018, so you'll still get a chance at them.
You realize
the Nintendo and the SNES
classic.
People want
them, they're going to sell it.
Yeah. They're cool little pieces, you know? If you don't get gouged for them.
Maybe the whole NES slash production was a marketing ploy.
Yeah.
To be
of course
like, let's grab all the rest of them.
Yeah, exactly. To
they're exclusive.
Create demand and everything. But
are they going to make a 64 class?
That's what I've heard. I've heard that. But I mean, nothing is on the books about it. But
there's
I've heard
no trademarks. There's no trademarks.
If there's no trademarks, then it's at least a year or two away, you know, before they start before that's ever going to be in your hand. But they'll probably make it, but. But then, you know, it comes up like my friend was like, why would you even get the classic? You just get the original system. It's like, yeah, no, I know, but it's an interesting toy novelty.
But the
classic
to me is also a more polished version.
Yeah. It gets HDMI.
Like, yeah.
That was when my friend was like, yeah, but then you got to have then you should just get a tube TV. It's like, well, now you're talking about a production. It's like, if I want to just hang out and play these old games for a minute, nostalgia style, I don't want to have
a
tube.
And I'll get lunch at Giant Rockets, too, while I'm at it.
Exactly. Like, you know, like, I'm sorry, the world can't be perfect. Like, and, you know, it's like, if you're not blowing in the games, it ain't worth it. It's like, that's not fucking true. It's a cool little system.
If you want to go back to your time machine, you develop it. You travel and then get sealed.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool little setup. It's cool for, like, college kids. It's cool for at a party, to whip out at a party at the end of the party. It's like, hey, who wants to play fucking Street Fighter, you know, and fuck around with
big
that.
Big Street Fighter guy.
Yeah, I'm a huge Street Fighter guy. The best thing is would be to mod it. Even though I don't think you're not supposed to do that, but there's people modding them on the internet and giving it all the games because it only comes with 30 games loaded, which is like they good choices,
there's
but
some
you want
big
more.
Essentials missing. Chrono Trigger.
Chrono Trigger's missing. Super Star Wars Trilogy's missing. a lot of like extra games, like just games I would like to fuck around with again, like the Jurassic Park game for SNES.
It's too fucking hard.
There was no point to beat the game. You know what I found out? To beat the game, you just had to get the eggs. That was the goal. I thought that was just little bonus extras.
It. Well, the most frustrating I remember playing was I rented it. I never owned it. Rented it. This is how long ago this was.
Sure.
For a regular Nintendo, I'm going dinosaur hour here.
Absolutely.
I rented Ghostbusters for the regular NES.
Did you know?
And it was the hardest fucking game.
Well, that was a shit game though, right?
It wasn't great.
You know what the best Ghostbusters game was?
You like half the time you're driving, half the time you're just going through apartments.
Oh, yeah.
It seemed to be the whole game.
Exactly, yeah.
All right. So, yeah, the Ghostbusters, frustrating game. And I think the biggest game. This game is far than Ghostbusters. I own this game. Never beat it. I don't know anyone that's ever beat
it. What game is this? The NES version?
Segueing to another famous franchise, NES game, impossible to beat. First Ninja Turtles game.
Oh, the first Ninja Turtles game on NES. See, I didn't ever fucked with it. It's
pretty much where everyone got stuck at.
I played like Turtles and Time.
This is like level 4.
Mm-hmm.
Where, just for a kid game, it's kind of an adult themed.
Well, they
kind
of had that edge to it.
There's an,
they come from an artistic
edge. So this is
edge,
the kind of the point of the level. It's about the fourth level of the game.
Sure.
So you're swimming. And the Foot Clan put all these bombs in this dam.
Ah.
So if you don't untangle these bombs, the dam explodes, and New York gets flooded, and everyone dies.
Sounds perfect. Sounds
it's
right.
A great
in my
game
alley.
For a 7-year-old to be exposed.
Yeah, that'll really.
This is like
terrorism, fucking major cities and explosions.
But for
murder.
Some reason, for a turtle, you should be able to swim better. It's very awkward swimming. B, where's all this electric fucking seaweed coming from? There's
I know, right?
All this shit is zaps your health. And it's like, I've swam in these waters. I live here. I've never seen electric seaweed.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen a mutant turtle either. So I guess when you go in that retrospect. But no, I beat that level once.
Right.
And the game gets even possibly harder after that. The Angry Video Game Nerd.
Did you ever get past the fourth level?
I beat it.
Oh, you beat the game.
But I beat it to the point where I was so emaciated and had so little health left that I got to the next level and just died immediately because
I
had like one
life
left.
Oh, so you didn't like get your health back when the level ends?
I didn't beat it in one shot. I beat it with all the skill as an 8-year-old Sean had after dying 100 times. And after I did beat it, which I thought, wow, next level. I had one life left, would have a bar of health, and died within the next 5 minutes.
That's how it goes. I was when I set up my Super Nintendo Classic the other night. I was playing just Super Mario World, and I was just banging through it. You know, I was like, "Wow, this was a lot harder as a little kid." I'm like an adult now, and I like can play video games. I guess So I was beating the shit out of it. I was like, "I could probably beat this tonight."
Some games don't get easier. And
some games don't get easier.
One for prime example is the original Mega Man series, the NES.
Oh, the NES version. Yeah, that goes back.
You need some balls.
I'm a Mega Man X guy. But Mega Man X guy will take you a while, too. You know?
X, brilliant, great game. But
I love that game.
Does not have the difficulty level of the NES ones.
Well, the NES ones, the way they were stylized, yeah, it was a real bitch.
They're making Mega Man 11, which I'm excited about.
What are they making that for?
So it's going to be for all the consoles. It's kind
all
of
the
downloadable
consoles.
Game. Oh, PS4, Xbox One.
Sure.
I'm sure the Switch will see it. And
in shittier graphic
it's
form.
It's not 8-bit 2D. It's not 3D.
Remember they made a 3D Mega Man for N64?
Well, it was Mega Man Legends just remastered.
Was that what it was for 64? Yeah. I never fucking played it. I just heard it was shit.
I played it.
Was it shit?
I feel somebody lent it to me from the trading center.
Nobody really
back.
Had it, you know?
Somebody lent it to me, like a Michael Bennett or someone, lent it to me. Capped it, and then I beat it, and then, like, they never asked for it back, and not that I was playing all the time, it wasn't a great game.
Sure.
I did get it from one of the, the only game's super expensive, because, like, no one bought it.
Yeah,
so it was a very limited production value.
It's funny, because the most expensive games on YouTube for N64 are the games that no one had. You could buy GoldenEye for $15, you know? But you know what also are still pretty expensive? All the four-player games. The Mario Karts, the Super Smashes, they go for, like, $30-$40, you know? So they held their value.
I'm not a Smash fan. I loved it in the beginning, but I'm more of the traditional. I like the Japanese, the Marvel vs. Capcom, Street Fighter, kind of 2D side-scroller fighting.
Oh, yeah, I like those, yeah. Well, that's why I'm playing Street Fighter 2 Turbo for SNES. Yeah, but that was always a fun game. In fact, some of my funnest times on the SNES were not as a kid, but as in college at the old Tompkinsville apartment. We would go into my friend Jeremy's room in the middle of summer 2008. We'd lock the door. We'd put the AC all the way up on like these 100-degree humid days.
I had some fun memories of that place.
Yeah,
I wasn't
there
to your extent, but
you were there a good amount, though.
I was there.
You were there for all the big parties.
I was there. One of our previous guest hosts, Mikey's, what was his 21st birthday?
What year is that? 08? So that's 10 years ago.
No, I had to be.
He'd be 32. It was like 22nd birthday. 22nd birthday party.
He had a big blowout
because I was 20. He's 2 years older than me.
I remember he had a big blowout birthday there. It was a good. There must have been 50 some people.
Yeah, was that when Jay got slapped? Our good friend
yes,
Jay.
Yes, yeah, Mikey's yeah. brother was.
That was when the party started coming downward because
it was a very. Neighborhood's getting better now.
Yeah, it's gentrified
at
now.
At the time, it was not.
It was,
it was a shithole. It was poor, a shithole.
It was poor people.
People trying to steal your car as
yeah,
you're there.
It was ghetto as fuck. I never felt threatened at all. I would drive up there in my sports car as a college kid, and I never felt threatened, you know. But I'm also like a guy, but you
not
know.
A nice place regardless. I mean, it's getting nicer now.
It's
There's
nice.
Actually
I never had an
bar.
Issue walking up and down Van Duzer. Yeah, the hipster bar right next to it. First of all, not only right next to it, the Tip the Wagon, the place, is literally on the property. You know the Tip the Wagon? The alcoholic ice shop. You never heard of it?
Yeah, that's where it is.
It's right there. It's on the property.
My a friend of mine used to work with, his girlfriend works there.
Yeah, I'll show you. Let me show you a picture of it. That is on the old property. Yeah.
There have been, I think your girlfriend's sister plays with them.
What's her name? Phoebe and
Phoebe
the,
and the Make Believers.
Yeah.
I used to work with a guy, Tom Bones. He's a drummer.
Yeah.
He's a good friend of mine. I haven't talked to him in a while, but I know his girlfriend works there.
Yeah. I'm not sure if they're like fully in business now. I know it was a good thing 2 years ago. But
I first heard on Facebook.
It's an interesting thing. It's an ice shop that sells alcohol ice.
There's ice on that shithole block. Like.
Look, but here it is. Look, here's the old apartment, and there's Tip the Wagon. This is it. Look. It's on the property.
Holy
it's on the property.
Shit.
What a cool time to like live there now, you know?
I always look at that apartment and just have fond memories.
Yeah,
really
I'm showing Sean a picture of the old apartment that we used to hang out there
really
in college.
Do. That was some good days.
Good days during those parties, yeah. But the Tip the Wagon place is right on
it was
the.
Exactly 10 years ago, essentially.
Yep, I'll snapshot this and put it on the.
Hey, we'll give Tip the Wagon a shout out.
Tip the Wagon a shout out here.
Alcoholic Ices.
And also, like you said, you were going to say there's a good hipster bar over there. There's Craft House, which is literally 15 feet to the right. You know, Tip the Wagon's on the lot. It's on the same address.
10 years ago, there was like one derelict bodega and like a tire store. That
yeah.
was it.
It was like industrial and very ghetto. There's like a church on the block and it just like just ghetto. Just like vagrants hanging on the corner, boozing. And like you said, it's industrial with like a tire shop and like a couple of abandoned houses. And
now
it's like bustling. There's like a nice, clean brewery slash because they got a brewery on the Craft House premises. And there's the Craft House, which is restaurant bar. And then they got Tip the Wagon right on the lot right there. Now it's like a gentrified hipster area. It's becoming like a Williamsburg. Yeah. So we're calling it. Well, one more things. What about the Jurassic World trailer? What'd you say? What'd you think? Whatever. So,
it looked like
Forgotten Kingdom, Forbidden Kingdom, whatever the fuck they're
calling it. Dinosaurs escape
again. Yeah, it seems like it's like gonna be the Lost World Part 2, and the Lost World wasn't that great.
And Ron Howard's daughter, I guess, is the Ron Howard show.
I know everything Ron Howard. She's out of vodka.
She actually looks like a better, more exciting character than Chris Pratt to me.
I like the way she looks.
Well, yeah, she's also a cute ginger for sure, but we'll see, man. People were complaining, though, because they said, like, they had these kind of... There was, like, kids watching the Super Bowl, and, like, they had nightmares because...
Shot.
Like, the dinos are in the bed, and people's
oh,
kids...
Oh, yeah, that shot of the dino in the bed,
so,
yeah.
And they aired it, like, in, like, the right beginning of the Super Bowl.
6 p.m.? It was probably 4 p.m. on, like, the East Coast, on the West Coast.
So they said, like, a lot of little kids are like, ah!
Yeah, yeah,
and there was a big uproar that they should have aired it the second half of the game. People are complaining about literally anything.
I'm so sick of the fucking complaints and the PC. And people just hate because it's like the PC culture is a thing, and it's just like people in there. I find myself doing it more or less because I see something and I look at it and I'm not offended. I just think in my head, well, somebody's going to complain about that. You know, if it's on like the edge of something. I can't think of anything off the cusp.
Look,
right.
I work
off,
on
right
the
now.
Road. I listen to a lot of but, talk radio. And
yeah.
This baller man just. Click, click. It's just never ending. Never ending yaps about nothing.
Sure.
I think that's this complex that we grew up in this iPad world that people just have access to anything at any time.
Yeah.
And we're fucked.
What does that have to do with PC culture, Sean, though?
Nah, because you have access to, let me complain on YouTube.
Oh, so you people,
let
have,
me
a,
go on
people
Facebook,
have a voice.
Oh,
yeah.
My Instagram. I hate this.
I think a lot of it is not only like people troll complaining, but a lot of it is just so they can get attention. Like I see a lot
attention,
of.
Attention. Yeah. That's the root of it.
Yeah, definitely. Like I see a lot of articles out there, like from bloggers to like. like, there's just things that are, like, because obviously if you complain about something that's, like, so ridiculous to complain about, it's going to get, it's going to go viral because people are going to be like, what? Can you believe what he's complaining about? I don't know. There was a recent one that they were complaining about. It was, like, a patriarchy thing that was so predictable. Now, I'm not one to talk about the patriarchy. I'm just, like, in regards to humor, I think it should be no holds fucking bar. We should not be regressing and not being able to say what we want to say, even on this podcast, because, like, we hold back. You know, we want to make jokes. I'm like, well, somebody's going to get offended about that.
The New York Times ran an
article. So we have to, like, hold back. And as like, comedians, that's annoying, you know?
For sure.
You know, because it's a fucking joke. But
comedy's supposed to be an open window.
Open window to anything, you know?
Satire at its fullest.
I just watched Comedians with Cars Getting Coffee, and Margaret Cho was on the episode. And half the episode was about when she had a bad show, she made a joke about rape. And the whole fucking place was like, that's bad. That's wrong. And she had to go.
How dare you?
Yeah, exactly. How dare you? It was fucking like TMZ people with their phones. And she had the whole, pretty much half the Comedians of Car episode was about her apologizing about that incident.
Look at the Kramer incident. Same thing.
Same shit. But that's worse, though. That's a little different. Come on. He didn't make a joke. He flipped out and fucking got racist. But, like,
comedy's supposed to be an outlet.
Yeah. But what Michael Richards did was not an outlet. He just, like, he was getting heckled and he couldn't take it, and he just was like,
I'm not condoning that, but
he held on to the only thing that he saw.
You make a quip about rape, you make a quip about race. Comedy, those are all.
It happened to Daniel Tosh too. He made a joke about rape, and some girl was like, "That's not funny. That's not funny." And then Daniel Tosh says, "Like, wouldn't it be funny if she got raped right now?" You know. So, and he heard a lot of shit like that. It's like, but why are you going to these shows where these guys say edgy shit? Like, you.
What's edgy? Edgy is sexual shit. Edgy whatever is that, race
yeah,
shit.
Whatever.
Edgy is
exactly.
Religion
anything.
Shit.
Yeah.
Edgy is
anything
that
somebody.
Socioeconomic issues. It's anything that's taboo.
Anything that's taboo. Yeah.
Anything that's.
Why are
shit.
These people even going to a show like that when you know he's probably going
to
say something taboo that possibly could bother you?
Don't, if this is not going to bother you, go watch a DVD, watch Mr. Rogers.
Yeah. I'm for civil rights and all sorts of rights, human rights, as much as the next person. But. This is comedy, man. This is a joke.
I'm going
relax.
To a bar in the
joke.
Greenwich Village to laugh.
Yeah.
Going to a stand-up comedy show. I want to hear fucked up funny shit.
Yeah, give
I
me
don't
some... want
to hear...
Well,
yeah.
Don't give me shock value for the sake of shock value, but if it, like, fits...
I like
the...
darker comedians for sure.
If the humor is dark and it fits that, what they're going for, then by all means, do it. You know, I'll laugh. You can make fun of me. Make
we all
fun
have
of...
different... You know, we all like different senses of humor. But at the end of the day, I agree. I think comedy should be an open book. And it just shouldn't be, you know, oh, this is, he said that.
Yeah.
He's a comedian.
It's
He's
a joke.
Supposed to talk about hot button issues that are going to be sensitive.
Absolutely.
And you're going to be, oh, wow, he did talk about Me Too and he made a funny joke about someone being a bitch. Who said bitch? I'm a woman. Get over it. Fucking life.
Yeah.
You go to a comedy show, go listen to jokes.
Yeah. In regards to, like, humor, you know, if somebody's really doing something that offends you, you know,
Michael
I get
Richards,
it.
Yes, you don't drop end bombs left and right. No. But if you're going to a comedy show, don't bring your 5-year-old.
Yeah, don't bring your kids.
And just fucking be there to enjoy the jokes.
Just try to enjoy yourself. And if something offends you, like, come on,
so
don't make a thing.
We're just going to cap off that.
Yeah.
This PC culture shit.
Mm-hmm.
Say what you gotta say, within reason, and don't be afraid of bullshit.
Right. Just enjoy humor for the sake of humor.
We're gonna try
but also,
a live
listen,
show.
Stand up for what you believe in. But, like, in the sake of, like, reality, not, you know, because humor isn't reality. It's commentary.
Subjective.
It's subjective. But it's humorous, and it's not meant to be taken literally or seriously, and it's not meant to offend you.
I'm fat too. Yeah, you're fat.
You know,
so
like, there's no,
get over
like,
it.
Like, you know, come on, man. And also beyond that, what else was I gonna say?
We'll do something live in the next.
Yeah, we'll try
month
for that.
Or two.
One more thing. You know what my favorite commercial was for the Super Bowl was? So we're talking about Jurassic World.
Well, I like Dilly Dilly corporate man. That's it. Let's
yeah.
Go.
No. What the? No. What about the Jurassic Park commercial with what's his name?
Goldblum. I like
that.
That
was
I like that.
10
I
times
like
better than the Jurassic World trailer
I
itself.
I like the Jeff Goldblum homage.
He's driving away from straight up T-Rex. It looks great.
He's just hallucinating in a car dealership.
Yeah, he's having a little dream in a car
dealership.
That
was nice.
That was my favorite commercial, and it was better than the Jurassic World trailer.
I like Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, yeah, he's great. Yeah.
To finish off the cast.
Finish off, but yeah, enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself, Jeff Goldblum.
All right, that's it. We'll be back soon. We'll be talking more. Enjoy this episode, and keep watching the stars.